Hello, this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. I'm Steve Poizner, healthcare consumer advocate, founder, and executive director. Our nonprofit's mission is to help you navigate the complex healthcare system and understand your legal rights, options, and opportunities when you encounter problems and obstacles. We want to empower you with the information you need to fight back and get the best possible care. Our special guests, experts in their field of healthcare and medicine, provide you with an informative, interesting, and life-changing education on a variety of healthcare topics important to you and your loved ones. In our new Fight Back mini-cast series, we take you through the highlights and great educational information from our most popular podcast topics in our very large library. Let's get started.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fight Back podcast. This is Jamie Rosales, health advocate and executive director of the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. Remember, you can find all our podcasts on our website at healthcareconsumerrights.org. If you are enjoying the podcast, please consider a gift to help us keep Fight Back available. Your gift can be made at healthcareconsumerrights.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Let's start off by defining for our listeners, what exactly is long-term care insurance?
Well, this is a product that developed out of what used to be called old nursing home policies, where companies paid for care after Medicare stopped paying in a nursing home. And it's evolved over the last 40 years to a very different product. It added care at home, it added care in assisted living facilities, and most recently, the companies have developed life insurance policies that have a long-term care benefit built into it in one way or another, depending on the type of life insurance that they use as a platform.
Tell us more about, the options there. I mean, how much does long-term care insurance cost? When should you start looking for it? What are the kinds of benefits you can get?
It's a really difficult question because it's not a one-size-fits-all. Because the premiums are, first of all, expensive, people have to have the resources to be able to pay those annual premiums. And they have to be healthy enough to pass the underwriting that goes with buying one of these policies. Companies obviously aren't going to issue coverage to somebody who's likely to need this kind of care. So it's a dilemma for people even in trying to buy one of these policies. And it's not like, say, auto insurance, in the sense that if you're unhappy with the product or it's too expensive, you can change from year to year, because you can't. Once you've bought a long-term care policy, you're probably in it for the rest of your life, regardless of what happens to the premiums for that policy, because as you age, you're less and less likely to be able to pass the underwriting for a new policy, and you've probably already invested many thousands of dollars in the policy that you already have.
Bonnie, is it a fact, though, that if you buy long-term care insurance, you're saying your premiums might go up, but they can't cancel you for, medical conditions? Is that true?
No, that's true. A long-term care policy is what is called guaranteed renewable, which means that the company can only cancel a policy for non-payment of premium. They can't cancel it for any other reason.
And the premiums, can they go up year to year, or is there a certain, period of time where the premiums are locked in?
No, the premiums can, and they do go up every year. Depending on the company and depending on the amount of insurance that the person bought. And there are, class action lawsuits against some of the companies. There are 207,000 people involved in a class action lawsuit that are getting notices now about premium increases. And 39,000 of those people live in California. And so they'll be getting notices with options that they can take to reduce the amount of the premium increase. But it's a very complicated procedure. So people are probably going to need help with some of that information and how to make choices that are in the best interests of them and their families.
How should then people look at this quandary? I mean, this is a difficult, odd kind of insurance, as you say, because once you buy it, you can't really shop around, and you're kind of locked in, and you're also at the mercy, to some extent, of the insurance company in terms of future rate increases. I mean, what's your advice on how to sort through, you know, the pros and cons of this product?
Yeah, it's a really difficult issue, and a lot of whether or not a person decides to buy this kind of insurance has to do with their own financial situation, whether they can afford it, and their health as to whether they can qualify for the coverage. It's been a dilemma for the middle class for many years. It's starting to reach a crescendo because there are so many people who need this kind of care, and there are so many family members that are affected by this kind of care. States have begun to look at ways to deal with this issue. The state of Washington just passed legislation to create a program, a tax-funded program, in the state of Washington for this kind of care. It hasn't been implemented yet, but they're working on it. California, our governor has begun a process called the Master Plan on Aging. And part of that involves increasing services under the state's Medicaid program, or alternately for lower income people. But part of that Master Plan on Aging has the Department of Insurance forming a task force to investigate for the legislature whether or not a public program of some kind could be developed in California. And that process will go on for a couple of years, but they will make a recommendation to the legislature at the end of that process.
I want to thank you for listening to today's Fight Back minicast. You can listen to the full podcast on this topic or check out additional podcasts by going to our website at www.healthcareconsumerrights.org. We also welcome your input and stories that we can use on future podcasts. This is Steve Poizner, and this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. Thanks for listening. I look forward to our next podcast. Talk with you soon.
We hope you enjoyed the Fight Back podcast today. This is a free podcast available to provide consumers with quality information to help you fight for the healthcare you deserve. We are brought to you by listener supporters. Please consider making a $5 gift on our website, healthcareconsumerrights.org, to help keep Fight Back available for all listeners.